Okay, hello, we're here for another home episode.
Hello.
We missed a week, because I was in Michigan and Wisconsin.
Yeah, I saw that. How was your trip?
It was good. I mean, it's kind of, oh, my cat's gonna make noise. It was kind of annoying to do it during a pandemic where you can't really, you have to either be outside or in your hotel. But other than that, it was pretty enjoyable.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. But it's good to, like, still be able to go there at least and all that.
Yeah, for those of you not in the know, I was doing a college tour around the Great Lakes.
Did you, like, find the one?
Well, I think so, maybe.
All right. That's good.
I mean,
at least, like, got it narrowed down.
Yeah. I only visited, like, half or less of the ones on the list, because we only did the Great Lakes, and there were a bunch on the East Coast and West Coast, but, like, you know. But I think that's probably where I wanted to be anyway, so the other ones were just kind of provisional. Yeah, so I went to Buena Vista in Storm Lake, Iowa, and then Northern Michigan University in Marquette, Michigan, and then Adrian College in Adrian, Michigan, and then Goshen in Goshen, Indiana, and then Manchester in somewhere close to Goshen, Indiana. I don't know the town. So,
is it Manchester by chance?
It might be. I don't know. Let me check, actually. Cat, oh, please don't step on the thing. Manchester University. No, not Manchester United. In Manchester, North Manchester, Indiana. Yep.
Oh.
Okay. Guess that makes sense. Hello. So yeah, that's what I did. It was very nice.
And that's good. Yeah. I haven't done much. I've just been working, and I did, like, there was like a mini, like, soccer. There's a few open fields, but they were at like what's it called? Like 7, 8. They were at 8 a.m.
Oh.
So it was kind of tiring, but
yeah.
Yeah, I've just been pretty tired lately.
That's
I haven't really looked at colleges myself. I mean, I've looked like a little bit.
Yeah.
But I've only toured one, and I'm not really sure what I want to do, but I still have time. But I really do need to look into that. It'll be fine, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, you'll be fine. You've got tons of time. And besides, if you don't really know what you're going to do,
you can still just do gen ed, yeah.
Yeah. And you can just kind of, like, I don't know, wait, you'll find the one. Yeah. Or maybe not. Maybe you'll find the wrong one, and then halfway through, you'll realize, oh, maybe I should go to that one instead. It happens.
Yeah. I'm sure everything will be all right.
Yeah.
Day.
People change their stuff enough anyway.
Have you signed up to do, wait, are you doing online school for this upcoming year, semester?
I'm not sure yet. We're still trying to figure that out, because, like, yeah, I don't know. Like,
I'm going to try to.
You're going to do all online?
As much as I can. Like, I think I don't really remember my schedule, and, like, PowerSchool's down, but like, most of my class I can do online, and then I have, like, 2 blocks of work study anyways. So.
Okay. Yeah, so I mean, it's a toss-up, because a lot of mine aren't available online, so that kind of sucks. But honestly, I don't really care. Like, I just do, I don't mind doing a bunch of repeat boring stuff anyway. Because, like, I don't know. I just don't trust Warrensburg people to be responsible.
At the soccer practices, we're supposed to have masks, which everyone did, but like I mean, like, what do you expect? Like, people working out, you really think they're gonna like keep it on?
Yeah.
Like, they did, like, kind of, but...
Like, that's the thing. Even if, like, there's mandatory masks and distancing and signified classroom or designated classrooms and seating and stuff, like, it's just gonna be, like, nobody's gonna follow it, and it's just gonna be a hellish experience. Like...
Yeah. For sure.
Even if you're going for, like, the social aspect, there's not going to be much of it, because you're going to be stuck in a corner doing nothing. Like,
yeah, for sure.
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm, like, fine either way. I
yeah.
I prefer to do online. But if that's, honestly, like, not an option, I won't be, like, heartbroken.
Like, I'm still not sure how well I'll do online, because, like, although saying that, like... You know, I didn't do any of the optional stuff. Well, I did some of the optional stuff, but, like, not much of it, like, last year. What was it last? I mean...
A few months ago.
Yeah. Last school session. But I, you know, I did all the mandatory stuff, and I did fine in that, so I guess I don't really have anything to worry about there.
For me, I think I could just get it done quicker, because a lot of time in school is spent doing nothing.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm thinking. Like, there's going to be, you'll get the thing, you won't have to listen to some weird thing. You'll just go straight to the instructions, do the thing, and then boom.
At your own pace.
Yeah, exactly.
So, like, if you really understand it, it's done, and if you don't, you ask questions. But, like, if you really understand something that some other kid doesn't, and, like, ask questions, which is, like, fine.
Yeah.
Because that's, like, how a class works, but it's just, like... It's more convenient for it to be more personalized.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think probably that's the better option.
Yeah, and it'll just, for me, leave me with a more open schedule for work and just, like, doing whatever I want.
Yeah. That could be... I'm just thinking about that with a more open schedule. That could be better for senior year, because you can kind of start doing some of the things, like testing stuff for what you want to be doing later as, like, a career, or at least in college, you know?
Yeah, for sure. And it'll also be nice because you can just, like, again, like, work. But I feel like one of the few things I'm actually going to miss from school is, like, if you have a good lunch table, which is rare, or, like, the after-school, like, parking lot vibe sessions, which you can still just do. You can still just, like, you know?
Yeah. The lunch table thing, I don't know. I never really enjoy that. It's just kind of a strained experience. It can be good
sometimes.
You
just get, like, one person you like, and then, like, six you don't.
Yeah. That's, The parking lot, definitely, but, like, I don't know. Doesn't really matter.
About to come to school only to vibe in the parking lot.
Yeah. Just show up at the end of the day and just sit in the parking lot. Whew. You might get picked up for that. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, whoa. I don't know. It would probably be just as awkward sitting in the parking lot all distanced with masks and stuff. So.
Oh, yeah, that's facts.
I don't know. It's going to be a weird time in history. That's for sure.
For sure, yeah. I feel like most people I know are just, like, over it. You know? Just want it to be done.
I get that. From a, like, I want to be able to do anything sort of view. Like, from a social aspect, it doesn't really bother me. And, you know... All the other stuff, it just doesn't really bother me. But now I'm starting to get, like I can't, like, go somewhere to do something if I need it, or go grab something from a store, or that's the only thing that's starting to bother me now.
Yeah, that can be pretty annoying. I think, like, wearing a mask at work, like, it's usually not that bad, but in my position, I'm, like, literally running for, like, half of my shift. So that gets pretty annoying, for sure. But
The masks are definitely
That's one of the worst parts too. Like, I don't care, I'll wear a mask, it's great, but like it's just so
It's just
awkward when
annoying.
other people don't. 'Cause like
Oh, that too, yeah.
90% of people don't, and you're just like, well, at least in here they have to, 'cause there's a law, even though some people still don't. But like when I was in like Wisconsin and Iowa and Indiana, like nobody was wearing masks. It was horrible. So you just felt so awkward, like everyone was staring at you, like you're the bad person for wearing the mask, trying to save other people's lives.
Dang.
Yeah. Oh well. It be like
Yeah,
that.
it really do. It really do. Yeah, I've just been like working a lot. I have been trying to get I did do like researches on colleges, and I didn't really look too far at it. Actually, I was gonna do this thing. Maybe we could do it another time. I was gonna get a map of America and just like start crossing off states I don't want to go to for
Yeah,
college.
that's what I
Just
did
like
at first too.
like purely just based on like the state.
Yeah. I just crossed out all the South and then all the like
You know what? You want to do that?
Midwest stuff. Sure.
All right, let me get a map, open up like
'Cause
paint
like
so I can like cross them off.
that was kind of the best way to do it. Although, actually, what I did was I found one of these websites where it's like a you choose which states you want to be in and what your major is and the rough size, and then it just filters all of the colleges in the country down to what fits your criteria. So.
All right, I just have a map open in Microsoft Paint. All right, Alaska, no. Hawaii, no. Louisiana, no. Like why? Miss no Mississippi.
Are there colleges in
Are
Hawaii?
there schools in Mississippi?
No, the answer is no.
Alabama, Georgia, maybe. I won't cross them off yet. Florida, no. Tennessee, no. Kentucky, no. West Virginia, no. Arkansas, no.
Yep.
Texas, no. New Mexico, Arizona, no. Nevada, Utah, Idaho, Wyoming. Is Wyoming even real?
Yeah, you never hear about Wyoming.
Do
Like,
people even live in like North and South Dakota?
yeah, North and South Dakota. Those are nice. Well, South Dakota is. I don't know
All
about
right,
North.
Southern California knocked off the list.
Not going to LA.
No, I don't like the northern part is cool, but Kansas, Oklahoma, Colorado, they're
Tahoe.
all chill. Iowa, I don't really know what's there. I'll leave Wisconsin, Minnesota, Michigan. Well, maybe not like the top half of Minnesota. I feel like that'd be too cold.
Yikes.
And like the little finger of Michigan, but not like the cooking glove, you know what I'm talking
Yeah, that's, I mean,
about?
that's where Northern Michigan is. My
Yeah.
favorite one.
Oh.
Nah,
Maine,
I like the
no.
cold. Marquette is just a
Vermont
beautiful place.
and New Hampshire, no. Rhode Island, no. Well, I mean, yeah, no. Connecticut. What is Connecticut?
Honestly, though.
Let me hold on one second. What is Connecticut? 15 things you might not know about Connecticut. Mental Floss by Sean Hutchinson, October 5th, 2014.
Thanks, Mental Floss.
Don't care. Oh, the first telephone book was invented. And the first nuclear power submarine.
There we go.
Very
Well,
cool.
there's a little pin of where Marquette is. Oh, whoops, I forgot to crop it. Oh well.
The first frisbee was developed in Connecticut.
Connecticut.
Wow. That
Connecticut.
sounds like a cool state.
Where,
I'm gonna
wait,
cross.
where is Connecticut? Isn't it east somewhere?
Yeah, it's in the little pile of stuff.
Oh, by Rhode Island and New York and all that. There's so much of those East Coast states that you just don't even realize exist. Like, New York has all that upstate part, and I didn't even. And that's where most of my other colleges are.
All right, so I've got it narrowed down to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 and a half, 12, 13, 14, 15 states. 15 and a half states.
15 and a
So,
half.
you know, I just crossed off like 40, dude. This is
Yeah.
so much easier than all
Or
the
like
parents make it
35.
seem. Huh? Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That's how math works.
Hmm.
Oh wait, no, because I also have half of California. So it's only
34 and a half.
No, it's only 35 because I have two halves.
What's the other half?
Michigan.
Oh, right. Okay.
Do other countries like have colleges?
Yes.
I don't know. I think you're lying.
There's like all those fancy ones in like Germany and the UK and France, you know? All the like big lads. Like,
Are
is
you sure?
Princeton in? Wait, where's Princeton?
Princeton? Isn't that in like
New
Delaware or
Jersey.
something?
Okay.
Yeah.
What, Harvard? Where aren't there like some big ones in other countries? Like
Harvard
fancy
is
ones?
also in.
Massachusetts. I don't
Ah, yes.
know.
The country of Massachusetts. You mean Oxford? I think that's like the only other one ever.
Oxford. Oh, that's in
That's.
Oxford, England. Okay. Big universities in other countries. Compared to US, wow, a lot of people search that apparently. The University of Amsterdam, Technical University of Munich, University of Vienna, University of Oslo,
Oslo.
It's Tsinghua.
Where?
In Beijing.
I don't really want to go there.
No. There's the University of Barcelona.
Bartholomew?
Yep, that one. Humboldt in Berlin. Frey in Berlin. Geneva in Geneva.
The school's just called Geneva. Isn't that where they made war? The rules?
Yeah, the Geneva Convention.
Like Noah with the commandments. So it's like rule one,
What?
do not gas people. Rule two, do not
Yeah.
cheat on your wife.
Uh-huh.
Rule three.
Yeah, that's a war rule.
don't bomb churches.
Cheating on your wife is a war crime.
Cheating on your wife is a war crime. Sir, he's committed adultery. God damn it.
Treason. He must be
Nothing's off the
executed.
table. Oh my god.
Well, that was pretty good.
A nice little bit. Aren't we funny?
Yep. Okay, so what do you got there? Yeah, you've got a lot of Midwest stuff, huh? Interesting. Oh, I'm talking on the
Yeah.
wrong side of my mic.
I was
Huh.
just like, because I know like Kansas has like the reciprocal in-state thing. And I
Yeah.
think Arkansas might have it too, but I don't want to go out. Why?
Well, like. Oh, yeah, in-state. Yeah. A lot of colleges have good thingies. Aid thingies for out of state to make it basically the same price.
Yeah.
Like Northern Michigan is like, yo, we'll basically just make it the same price if you have like a 3.5 GPA.
Did I ever show you that image? I was trying to find a picture of like raw deer meat. Don't ask. And I like the Google like shop results. We got a whole skinned alligator per pound. Only $13.50. I
Okay,
mean.
so let me just describe to everyone here. There's a men's hoodie of raw meat. There's a t-shirt that says, "I rub my meat for 2 minutes." There's
Then
a
a small
whole
text.
skinned alligator per pound. There's a deer venison meat chart. There's a whole rabbit and a
No
whole
skin.
elk tenderloin.
Yeah, the elk's kind of expensive, bro.
Yeah, 239, that's crazy for a
Yeah, I think
tenderloin.
that's the skinned alligator really like I don't know.
A whole skinned alligator. Oh, per pound. I thought the whole thing was $13.50.
A whole alligator, $13. $13. Get it here.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. Florida be wacky. Oh, it's Louisiana.
Oh
Them too.
yeah.
They're all in
It's
the same
always the
boat.
yeah, basically.
That's incredible.
Oh, there's that new D&D book that comes out.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it already came out. I wonder
Oh.
if there's like a pirated version.
Oh, there's gotta be.
I just want the.
You just
Let me
gotta
just
search for the
find.
PDF.
Yeah. Oh, is it already here?
And then there's some guy with a Google Drive.
Yes, he always hooks you up for like a $60 book.
Yeah.
Is it Eduardo 69?
I
Does he
mean,
have the link?
honestly, how many people actually pay for those books other than like to have a collection that you can show off?
It's kind of sketch. I'm still gonna download it. Oh, accept the risk.
Just have good antivirus.
I need to sign up. I'm not signing up. Here's another link.
Well, while you're doing that, oh, so we were delayed in starting the podcast for a couple minutes because I just got a brand new guitar that I bought.
Yeah,
Actually,
I
like,
was sad.
what is it? It's Thursday night, and I bought it Tuesday night. And I didn't even pay for the fast shipping, which is crazy.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Yeah, shipping has been like really fast
Yeah,
lately, it
seriously.
seems.
Number three to my collection, the
I
ever-growing.
only have one and I don't even know how to play.
I now have one of the three main types. So I've got an electric, and I've got a nylon, and I've got a steel string acoustic. It's pretty great. Now I've got like 20 gigantic boxes sitting next to me. And my cat is having a heyday.
For my birthday, my sister got me this thing. It's like a monthly care package type thing. I actually have it, and it's basically just full of like various like snack foods from Japan, which is like kind of like weeb-ish, but
Well, I don't know.
it's still kind of cool.
Yeah, it's more
And it also comes
cultured.
with like a bag of like weird flavored Kit Kats every month.
Oh, yeah.
So for July, it was lychee cherry, which I still haven't tried yet.
I've heard that one's good.
I've had the green tea one before, which is like, it's pretty good.
Yeah, I've
Yeah,
seen those boxes.
very nice gift for sure, and I got it like a whole month early. So it's
Huh.
gonna, I'll get like 12 whole months, so it's gonna be epic.
Cool.
Oh God. You wanna take an ad break?
Sure, we'll take an ad break. We'll be right back. Hello, we're back from the ad break. We just took some time to think of some stuff to talk about.
Yeah, so our friend, he's, the one who used to be on here, Eric, he made a whole Discord server for streaming again, which I think is respectable. He had me help him set it up.
Oh yeah, he made a Discord server.
Yeah, it's actually streaming right now, I think.
Oh. Huh. Oh yeah, playing Rocket League. Huh. Interesting. Is
So
he, I assume, on Xbox?
I actually don't know.
I mean, surely his computer is Like, I mean, it's not bad, but it's not good. Yeah, certainly not good enough for streaming.
I'm gonna watch the stream.
Okay.
But yeah, I definitely would, but my internet is terrible.
So. Yeah. I'm out of excuses. I upgraded all my hardware. I got the new Kinect-y thing, so I have stable internet. I don't know. I just
The stream's
so
already
hard.
Over.
Oh.
It lasted a minute and 57 seconds.
Oh. You know what? I've had a lot of streams like that. Like I even set up like these crazy like in between slides and stuff.
Oh, like the Streamlabs.
Yeah, like I have like notifications, and I have I made like little video looping videos with sound.
Yo.
For like the start and end, or like intermissions. Like, they're so cool, but I don't know. It's just so difficult to, like, when you're just sitting there saying nothing to yourself while playing a game. I don't know. You know what? I'll keep trying at it.
Yeah, I just don't have a good enough internet. I've always, like, wanted to do, like, YouTube, right? Like, every single
mm-hmm.
person with a good PC has.
Yeah. Pretty much.
And I did for like a little bit. It just wasn't good. And like editing is like hard. And like,
tedious. I love editing so much.
I don't think it's my thing. Mm-hmm. I have like one or two MP3 or MP4s just like sitting on my PC in case one day I decide to use them. But
yeah, just
also
gotta
like
get a dedicated editor.
Yeah. Besides you, I only really like talk to like Chase or like these two people from Virginia, and usually it's the people from Virginia, and they
yeah, maybe not the most YouTube
you
friendly
know them.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not, yeah, like
yeah
enough said.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, I get that. I mean, if you wanted to start recording and I wanted to start streaming, we could both just start doing some stuff together, but...
Yeah, I mean, if I don't do school, I should have a decent amount of free time.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, y'all! Right. Guys, I'm dropping out of school to become a streamer.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Oh, that would be hilarious.
That would be amazing.
Yeah, I'd definitely be down.
Okay, yeah. Because, like, I don't know. It's just so hard talking to yourself. Like,
yeah,
it's not, because
I
do it all the time, but it's... It's an extra level of awkward, yeah. It's hard to make it entertaining.
Yeah, for sure. I understand that.
That was the problem with the old YouTube stuff I did, too.
It always, like, streaming and YouTubing, it feels like one of those, like, easy way outs. Like, oh, I can just become rich and famous playing video games, dude. I only need, like, I don't even need to have millions of subs. I can only have, like 100,000, and I can probably do it.
Mm-hmm.
I could be PewDiePie.
Mm-hmm. And you get free games and stuff. Ugh. It's the life. It's just... it's so, like, life force sapping starting it out. Like,
yeah, you have to sit there and do nothing.
Yeah.
With zero people watching.
Exactly.
Then you have to wait for you to get lucky and, like,
mm-hmm.
randomly get exposure. It's the same way for, like, music. A lot of people think they can, like, just get big and rap and just, like, chill.
Yeah.
But,
yeah, it's not that easy.
Like that. Yeah. Unless you're me, who just casually gets like almost two million streams.
And then gets striked.
Yeah. That was just luck.
Yeah.
I deserved it, I guess.
I don't know about that. I don't know. There's always a new get rich quick, easy mode thing going around. I don't know if they ever work. But I don't know. At least this one's fun, you know? Like, it's something I enjoy doing, if not in that exact format.
Yeah, for sure.
Same with podcasting and stuff. Although, not quite the same. Like, I find this a lot easier to do.
Yeah, well, I guess that makes it better than if it's just same amount of enjoyment, but easier to do.
Uh-huh. Although, well, I suppose since I'm always, most of my podcasts are talking with other people, so maybe that's the key. I just gotta do multiplayer stuff.
Yeah, just like don't
with streaming
by yourself. Yeah. Or if you do play by yourself, just be in a call with someone.
I guess.
That's where it's at, bro. We've cracked mm-hmm. the code.
Unless you like
catch us
spend like 2,000 hours practicing talking by yourself, then you get good at it. But
catch us at TwitchCon next year.
Yeah. Next year we're gonna have it all. We're gonna have 2 million subs and rolling in the dough.
I don't even need to worry about college.
Mercedes, yeah.
I'm going to the college of twitch.tv.
Hey, baby. Imagine if Twitch started their own college.
I think Walmart did.
Yeah, they did.
I know they're like not similar at
all,
but
see it happen. Well, I mean, it's a corporation that has no yeah. real affiliation with any college-based skills.
Damn.
I mean, it's
no,
true,
it
though.
Takes skills to... No, you need skills to be a cashier.
Basic
like,
math.
Not even. You just read what the screen says.
Yeah. It's all automated nowadays.
Basically.
I don't know. It is what it is.
It really is what it is.
Yeah.
I was thinking about upgrading my PC. I would probably need help because I'm not exactly the best with hardware. I'm more of a software person.
Yeah.
But I have just like a ton of money just like sitting around, and it's like a good practice to save.
Yeah, I feel that.
But even if I did like a pretty good, reasonable upgrade, I'd still have a decent amount sitting around.
Mm-hmm.
And like my build is good, but it's starting to lag behind. Like like newer games or like modded Minecraft.
Yeah.
It struggles. But,
I was having that problem until I upgraded. Of course I was running with like two gens behind, so
yeah, dude. Yeah.
But it was so overclocked and like monstrosity built that it was just somehow coped, even though it was like groaning caped. Wanting to die.
Yeah, and I think I want to get like a greater than 60 refresh rate monitor.
Yeah.
Maybe like, I don't think it has to be like 180, but like 144 or whatever.
Yeah. I have no idea what mine is.
Oh, you can test. There's like a website. Like, you just look up like refresh rate test.
Oh, you could get one of those 4K monitors. Although I heard they aren't that good.
I don't need that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, mine is 59.951.
How do I make it start?
You just don't move your mouse.
Oh. Okay, mine's 60.
Yeah. Pixels per second, -1. What does that even mean?
Pixels per second, 960.
Wait, what?
60 FPS, 16 pixels per frame. Isn't that the amount of pixels it can process per second on your screen?
Why is mine 0?
I don't know. RIP.
Huh. Well,
If
it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Oh, that's really difficult to look at. Wow. Okay. Yeah. Of course, this is a really nice monitor.
Yeah, mine's just like a random one that I just have always had. I don't know where it came from.
Yeah. I mean, I still have all my old ones, one of which I use as a second monitor, but I got this nice fancy BenQ something 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 RL series.
You mean the Discord monitor?
Yeah.
Relatable.
Super 60 FPS HDR Superboy. And it's enough. It's enough for me.
Yeah. Yeah, most like that's like my like thinking whenever like when I buy something, it's like I don't really need it.
Yeah,
like, my PC is fine right now.
Yeah, That is...
Like, I don't really have problems.
That's the problem with it, you know? You never really need it, but, you know, you get to a point where you... I don't know.
It's, like, nice to have, yeah.
Yeah. Like, I didn't need to upgrade my PC, or I didn't need to, I don't know, get a new monitor, or...
Yeah, it makes sense. Like, I don't need to buy, like, hundreds of dollars in Magic cards, but here we are.
Yeah. I didn't need to buy a new $200 guitar, but here I am. I'm still glad I did it, because it's amazing.
Yeah. It's, like, one of those purchases that you, like, don't regret, because it's, like, actually good, unlike me when I bought Garfield cart. And I was just like, wow, why did I do that?
This is just as bad as, yeah.
It's like I wasted $6 I'll never get back. Or like when I would open like CSGO keys, and I did that like a few times, but
it was just
like, wow.
I have a lot of games like that. Of course, I have over like 200 something games, so.
You want to know about Garfield Kart?
Yes.
There's an achievement on Steam where it's complete a race. You know, just like complete a race in any mode or category, and only 72% of players have that achievement. So only 72% have actually played the game.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
How much was it?
It was on sale for $5. I bought both. There's two cards.
And
I bought both. I kind of got peer pressured by Chase, but because there's Garfield Kart, which was like $1. It's not multiplayer. No achievements. I played it for like 4 or 5 minutes. Garfield Kart Furious Racing, multiplayer. I've played for 13 hours. Wait. I don't want to talk about it.
13 hours.
I don't want to talk about it. And that was like $5, I think.
I mean... You got your money's worth, I guess.
I should rack up, like, I could be the best Garfield Kart player in the world.
You could.
Oh my god, it's $15?
What?
Bruh. It's $14.99.
Oh boy. Wait, I want to look.
Yeah, I got it on sale.
Garfield Kart Furious Racing. Oh yeah, the first one is still 99 cents. Huh. I mean, the graphics don't look as bad as I was expecting. It just seems kind of pointless. Like,
yeah, the controls are pretty bad.
I don't even really like, I mean, everyone likes Mario Kart, but like, it's not something I would play. Like, I don't know.
That's a game you play when, like, your friend, who's, like, kind of your friend, comes over, but, like,
exactly.
Not really your friend.
Or when you're, like, all bored at, like, midnight and don't know what to do. So you take out the Wii without the old stuff.
Super Mario Bros.
Yeah.
And you, like, start killing all your friends.
Exactly. Yeah, you do the Mario Bros. Wii U and use the pad and put the blocks in front of them.
The blocks, dude. I remember when we did that. Yeah. That was so fun. I just couldn't stop laughing.
Yeah. What a weird system that was.
Yeah, like, it's like, oh, you can help them or
like,
kill them.
Why wouldn't you just let them be a player?
I don't know.
It makes no sense.
Because I remember when we first started, it was like we were trying to help, but then they got like, really boring. So
we were like trying to save each other from falls, but then eventually it was just like, yeah, no. I'm just going to stop your jump.
You know what, Chase also, Chase bought me a furry porn game on Steam.
Oh, no.
It's called Furry Love, and he actually has 24 achievements, which is kind of sus.
Why? Wait, what? He actually enjoys it, or what?
Level 1, level 2, level... Oh my god, he played all the way to level 6.
Oh my... Hold on.
That's like the whole game.
But like, why?
I don't know. I haven't even downloaded it. I'm not gonna play it.
No, why would you? Why does it have to be furry stuff?
I wanna see how much time he has on it.
Oh yep, there it is. Huh. Oh jeez. Alright, visit store page. What is this?
Don't There's literally like porn on oh my page.
That's disgusting. Oh my. Why?
God has left the chat.
Oh, and all the reviews are just like. okie dokie. That's a side of the internet that I do not appreciate.
Oh, it doesn't have his time on it, dang.
It doesn't? Wait, let me see.
It means it's less than an hour, right? Or less than 10 minutes. What?
What? How is that possible? No way he got through 6 levels without... Oh yeah, it doesn't. What the heck? Wait, what? Did he, like, cheat the achievements? Did I mean, hopefully. Like
private?
Achievements. Play Tomb over the past week. 0 hours. Wait, but how? Wait, huh?
Wait, how do only 30% of the players have an achievement called Exit the Game?
He unlocked all of them at the same time. They're all at 7:12 p.m.
What?
Wait, what?
Why do only 30% of the players have an achievement called Exit the Game? Description, Exit the Game. I feel like I'm not supposed to see this.
Is this some sort of conspiracy?
Yeah, and there's like achievements in Russian. I don't know what's happening.
What the heck? Oh boy. It's just... Ugh. Blah. Ever since Steam started allowing all games... I mean, honestly though, if you look at the Steam front page, featured page, go down to new and trending, look at the third and fourth ones down.
New and trending, 1, 2, 3, 4, Fight Crab?
No. Okay, maybe they're not the same as mine.
Hold up, what's yours?
Alright, hold on.
5D chess. Maybe that's because you visited the store page of Furry Love.
Oh, I hope not. I better not start getting... Oh.
I want to play 5D chess now.
What is Grounded?
What is...
Oh, Microsoft Flight Simulator is finally out. Oh, dude, I was reading an article on this thing. It's the coolest thing on Earth. So, it's real-time Google Maps with... No, Google Maps with real-time weather in the game. So you can, like... It's all real. It's the most incredible thing ever. Like, you can fly around the real world. Like, you could fly to your house and it'd be the real weather and stuff. It's insane.
You want to play 5D chess?
Isn't that the weird one where it's like, oh no, that's 3D chess? Yes.
In this one, it's 3D chess, but you can also go back in time and also go through.
Multiverse time travel. What the heck? Huh. What the heck? We should get, like, Tabletop Simulator. And play, like, Cards Against Humanity or something. That would be an interesting stream.
Yeah, I like, what is it? Evil Apples more than Cards Against Humanity? Because you can make your own answers. And they aren't just like, haha, Jew sex.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
What the fuck is 5D chess?
I like how the reviews are overwhelmingly positive.
Yeah, July all the negative 22nd. Reviews.
Wait, that was like 8 days ago.
All the negative reviews are probably just like small brains who can't understand it.
So it came out 8 days ago. Wow.
Let me look for a negative review.
I mean,
can't find one.
The screenshots don't really look that good. It just looks confusing and weird.
Oh, negative. All right.
Wait, let me filter by review. Negative. There's 17. I honestly want to like this, and if it gets some sort of proper tutorial to make things more clear, I'll likely delete this review. As of now, the game doesn't make sense, and the wall of text that is has for rules is woefully inadequate to explain what is... Jeez, word much? It's a game review. Nobody cares.
Just call them, yeah, you're too stupid to play it.
Yeah, basically. What the heck? Why are people giving the reviews awards? What in the world? I didn't even know you could do that. Yeah, honestly, though.
Thanks for the gold, kind stranger.
Oh, you use those new weird Steam points. Huh. Seems pointless.
Thanks for the Steam gold points,
getting cool profile stuff. I got a bunch of wallpapers and like that blue thing. Have you seen my? If you go into the friends list,
it's like an outline.
Yeah, and then if you go hover over it, I have it like an acidy thing. And then if you go to my profile, it's all in like cobalt blue and stuff. It's cool. And I have World War II pinups.
Whoa. God, the comments on your page are so old. I know,
I need to delete them. They're so cringy. All hail them cheese snakes. Oh boy.
Oh, 2016, bad. 2015. Wow.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah, I remember deleting all my old ones.
Yeah, I need to. You know what? I'm gonna do that right now. Can I, like, archive them? That would be nice.
That would be nice.
I want the memories, but I don't want other people to see the memories.
I don't want them to be public.
Does it still show all my aliases? Ah, good, I cleared them. Haha. I know, I had some dumb aliases, too.
Yeah, I deleted my old ones, too.
Like, I used to have that one... What was that knife gambling site where you would, like... I got, like, three free cents a day.
And it...
That was...
Is it about that time?
We're at 50 minutes, so yeah, probably.
Alright. Well, I feel like it's good to end it on a high note and like slowly sputter and stall out.
Yeah, definitely. This one, it was a lot easier, I think. We got some good stuff.
I'll see you all next week.
Yeah.
Thanks for tuning in.
Remember to Patreon and, review and like and whatever on social media and on iTunes and stuff, because that helps. See y'all later.